Okay, here's why you're here today. You know there's got to be something more than making 5% in a whole year on your money, right? There has to be something better than your 401k manager leaving your money in all the way to the bottom of a bear market crash and you taking several years to have to make that money back. Got to be more than that, right? Well, there is more. And if I do my job right today, I think you're going to lose a little sleep over what I'm going to share with you today. Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing. Okay, so what if you're a little bit younger and you don't have a 401k yet, and you've got a little bit of money you're saving aside every time you get your paycheck. And so what could you do with that? Well, you might put that in a high yield savings account, or you could put some of it in a CD or something like that, or maybe even annuity. But you're going to make no more than like what, 4.9%? Let's just round it off and say 5% with those options. And let me just say this, when some salesman tells you that an annuity is great because it's safe and they average 10% a year, for one thing, both are lies, actually. Well, let's just be nice about it. They're not accurate, okay? Because for one thing, annuities are sold to you from life insurance companies, and life insurance companies actually can go broke. If they go under, you lose all your money. You see, that could happen. Now, they don't tell you that. It's not super likely, although in 2008, it almost happened. One of them actually did go broke, and the government bailed them out. But do you think a government with trillions of dollars in debt like we are now would bail them out? We don't know, do we? So they're not completely safe, and they don't make 10% a year either. They don't average anywhere near that. So see, that's like a salesman selling you something. It's not really something that anyone with skill sets would put their money into. And this is what I want to get you excited about, is getting those skill sets, all right? Now, here's another thing. The most fantastic thing you could do is to buy an index fund. Well, those people that make the index funds, some of them are called ETFs, but the people that make those make a lot of money off those, and that's why they want to sell them to you. But let me tell you something that's interesting about that, and it might be a little startling to you, but had you put your money into one of the most popular index funds in 2022, which would have been the SPDR, which tracks the S&P, you would have actually lost 18.1% of your money. That's like 20% of your money gone. If you put all of it in that one thing, which is what they tell you to do, just put it in an index fund and leave it, buy it and hold it forever. You lost 20% of all the money you have in 2022. So those are not safe. They make money some years, they lose money other years, and they want you to think that it's just a straight line, and that's just not how it works. So with most of these things, you're looking at like 5% in a whole year, as I said a few minutes ago. So think about that. Let's just do an example. Let's say you're starting out with $10,000. So you make $500 in a whole year. Now, how's that going to create wealth for you? Well, then they're going to come back and say, oh, but you have to count the fact that it compounds year over year over year, your whole life. And by the time you compound all that interest over your whole lifetime, you're going to be ready to retire and you'll have a really comfortable retirement. Well, I think that's another reason you're here today, is that's not good with you to be a little old person who's crippled and comfortable. So I think you're here today because you already know there's a big difference between working your whole life for the boss man who controls all your time, right? And ending up at the end of that life or near the end of that life with a comfortable retirement, something comfortable. That's not what you want. You want to be able to create wealth, even generational wealth in your family. Well, that's not going to happen. You're not going to create wealth trading your hours for dollars your whole life and then hoping that compounded interest at 5% is going to, you know, leave you anything other than whatever they mean when they say a comfortable retirement. Well, how do we let them define that for us in the first place? So really, we need something better than that, don't we? You're not here today to be comfortable. You want more than that. You're not okay with this new American dream of giving all of your infinitely valuable time to someone else your whole life and then just having a comfortable retirement. I don't think so. You want more than that for yourself and your family. So let's get to it. Okay, so we just covered several things that a lot of people would tell you is the best thing to do with your money. And you end up with about 5% per year, right? So let me share with you how Tradeway teaches some skill sets that if you knew those, you would never do it that way again. What we really want to do is show you how to get your money off the unemployment line. We want to show you how to get your money making money. All right. So first strategy we usually teach at Tradeway is called a rolling stock strategy. I'm going to get into that in a minute, but we're going to compare that with what you might have grown up being taught, even if you went through the MBA program, they would teach this. It's called the buy and hold method. Well, my favorite phrase for probably two decades is buy and hold is dead, okay? And really, there's a place for it. So I'm saying it tongue in cheek. Okay, so these are shorter term stock strategies, and we're going to compare them to the things we talked about earlier, like bank CDs, things like that, that earn about 5% per year. And we'll see what the difference is. So first of all, let me give you a little preview of what we teach at Tradeway, because we take, you know, most students come in there, they don't know anything. We start at the ground floor, okay? So I'm going to assume you might know a little bit about stock trading, but you might want to know more, right? Okay, so let's start there. Well, our system teaches it differently than I've seen anywhere, and I've been doing this for like 47 years. So I'm one of the oldest guys out there teaching stock trading. Seriously. I mean, I can't believe it because I feel 18 on the inside, but that's not the case. I want to show you some things that our family has done for four generations in the stock trading world. We've been doing this a long time. When I got to Baylor University, I already knew more than my professors about how to trade stocks because my grandfather had taught me. So here's something that we teach you're not going to see out there probably. And I call it the three-leg table. And you can think of it this way. Let's say you put a pretty little three-leg table in your house and you put some little pretty things on top of it. What would happen if you remove one of the three legs? Well, the whole thing falls, doesn't it? It crashes down. And that's the picture that I'm trying to make. And the three legs are fundamental analysis, technical analysis, and market tone. And, you know, we're not going to go into all that today, but I just want you to know those are the things you look at. Fundamentals just means how well the company's doing. Good products, check. You know, good management, check. Good earnings per share, quarter to quarter, double digit. Yeah. Okay. So that's fundamentals, right? How good is the company? Technicals, you're using a chart to see the cycles that the company makes, that their stock makes. And is there a good buy point and a good sell point that shows you? That's technical analysis. And market tone is looking at the news in the world and the economic news and seeing if that kind of is saying, yeah, the market's happy. So let's do an up play. Now, believe it or not, at Tradeway, we can teach you methods that have potential to make money when the market goes down. So you'll get to the place where you'll never say that a down market is a bad market. There is no bad market, right? It might be bad for your neighbor. But if you have the right skill sets, you can handle whichever way the market's moving. And that's what we want to share with you is those different skill sets. Now, the market tone, though, you want to go and flow with it. If it's a happy market, then you want your stock trade to be something where you're buying something. You're buying a stock or a call option that makes money when the market goes up. And if the market's all gloomy and dark and bad news everywhere, you want to be doing something like buying puts or inverse ETFs, things that have potential to make money when the market goes down. So, yeah, you know, how many ways does your neighbor think the market will go, right? He thinks it'll go up or down, but there's actually three ways. It can go up, down, or sideways. And interestingly enough, it's that sideways move that I'm going to share with you today. The next thing is a couple of real basics. Think about this. Basically, what we're trying to do is just get the math on your side because that's how Wall Street trades. You know, your neighbors, when you take these courses like Tradeway offers, a lot of times they're going to say, hey, you know, if you try to buy options or if you do these things, you're just going to lose all your money. And the reason they're saying that is they're afraid and fearful and they don't know how it works. But think about this. If you send your money up to a 401k, some years it makes 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%. So somebody's making money. That means somebody knows how to trade. And the way the big boys on Wall Street do it is that they go with probability math. You got to get the math on your side. It's the same math I studied at Baylor. Everyone that ever gets an MBA studies probability math. That's what makes the stock market work as far as working for us, how we actually can use what's going on to have potential to make money for our families. So that's what we do. So what we want you to do, first thing is learn that when you win, we want you to win big. Okay. And when you lose, we want you to lose little. And we don't even call that a loss. We call it an expense, a business expense, right? It's psychological, but it's best. So I'll just give you an example. Like when your stock play goes up, you want it to go up at least 30%. When it doesn't go the way you want it to go, you don't want to lose more than about 8 to 10% at the most. So you can see there, you don't have to win, but a little bit more than 5 out of 10 times to make some money. And if you get that math on your side, but here's the thing, you got to keep the rules. And we have a set of rules for every strategy we teach. You got to keep the rules to get the math on your side. So win big, lose little. That seems simple, but if you're going to trade with emotions and all that, it won't work. You got to trade with rules. We're going to give you the rules. Secondly, we're going to teach you to leverage the big boys. So let me ask you this question. What if you had a way to tell when the big boys on Wall Street, and by that I mean fund managers, people that are managing billions and billions of dollars, if you could tell when they just got into a stock, what if you got in right after they did to the same stock? And then what if you could tell when they were about to get out of the stock and you got out before they got out? Could you make some money? Could that change your life? Well, that's what we're going to teach you how to do. And really, it's as simple as learning how to look at the price points on a chart and the volume bars and how they go together. And so it's really exciting. It's fun. And at Tradeway, we're going to teach you all about that. Now, that's just a little preview of how that works. Now, the other thing a lot of people have trouble with is risk. In America, we're taught that risk is bad and we want to grow up, go to college, get a job, work for the government or whatever so that we have no risk. Well, there is no case where there's no risk. COVID showed that. A lot of government jobs were lost. A lot of regular jobs all over the world were lost. And so there you can't say it's zero risk to have a job. But the main thing is God threw out into the universe this thing called the risk-return trade-off, right? It's there. And God expects us to learn skill sets and make what I call educated risks. It's kind of like in science, a hypothesis is an educated guess, right? Well, this is an educated risk backed by knowing how markets have worked for many, many years. And that's we teach you that at Tradeway as well. How are we going to deal with this risk? Well, you have to manage it. Well, a simple way to manage that is to learn a little thing called stop losses, and we're going to teach you all about that. But that's where you lock in the small losses when the stock moves a direction you didn't think it was going to go, and it allows you to be okay with letting it go up 30 or 40% and taking profits when it goes the right direction. You can use these things called stop losses. The other thing is to understand market tone. We're going to help you with that because that takes a few years to get where you're good at that. So we're going to provide that for you at Tradeway. It's really super because I know when you first get started out, you're going to need that, right? And we got all of that at Tradeway. We've been years putting all this together for years and years. I don't know, a couple of decades. So let's look and see what your first strategy would look like. Okay, so I'm going to show you an example of an actual trade. And this happened maybe 2 or 3 months ago, so it doesn't mean the trade would be perfect now with the same stock, so it's an academic example at this point. But this is how it really looks, and I'm going to actually show you where this stock is right now today here in a minute. I'm going to go back a couple of months, though, and show you this right now. So here's the stock. It's DBX. That's Dropbox. And so let's look at their stock. Well, here, if you look at this, you can see that this stock is kind of moving sideways. And this is starting about July of 2023 going all the way to November. So that's quite really on into December. That's quite a long time. I found this just today. I mean, you can go almost any day if you have a good charting system. And by the way, Charts by Tradeway is the best. So check that out. You can go and just click and click and click till you find 4 or 5 or 6 or 10 of these little stocks that are moving sideways if you want to do this strategy. They're out there all the time. I mean, any given week, you'll find 5 or 10 of these. So you can see this is going sideways. But when you learn how to draw support and resistance lines, which we'll teach you in Tradeway classes, of course, beginner classes, it really shows the role. So here's what we call the support line. You can just pop it in like that, and you draw a line across where the bottoms are on the roll. Every time it goes down and starts back up, that's a point. And then another down and up, that's another point. Another down and up, that's 3. You need 3 points, and you connect them. And they always need to be horizontal lines for rolling stocks. So then you pop in a resistance line. That's a top line. And it's parallel to the bottom, and it hits most of the tops. Okay? So you can see that stock rolls up and down between those lines, right? So the key is that that's going to show us how to do this stock play in a minute. But first, what we're going to do is we're going to do what most people out there in the MBA programs all around the world have taught forever. And it's kind of like when you take chemistry and they show you what an atom looks like. By the time, if you're in high school, by the time you get to college, they know it doesn't look like that, but they're still teaching it that way for the next 5 years, right? So they it just doesn't catch up. Well, the way they're teaching how to trade is not up to date in a lot of places. Buy and hold is certainly not up to date. So, but let's do one buy and hold because I want to make a comparison. So let's say you would buy the stock here on August 3rd for $25.75. We're going to hold it the whole season here, which goes all the way out to November 21st. And you can see here, we can sell it for about $28. So that's the buy and hold. Now in real buy and hold, you might hold it 30 years, right? So we're going to just do this the same time frame that we want to do our rolling stock so we can have apples and apples. So pretend we just bought this and we were going to hold it and something happened months later and we sold it. So that's a good example of a buy and hold play. All right, so here you can see our stock play and it shows the date we got in. We're going to assume that we're going to have about $30,000 in our account. Now, I want you to remember this. These same plays you can do with $10,000, you can do with $5,000, you can do with $500 in your account. So you just do the math. I like to do these where we can buy about 1,000 shares to make the math easy for these academic examples. So here we're going to probably not even use all $30,000 because 1,000 shares at 25.75 is $25,750. So that's the investment we're putting into this play. You can see here that we hold this for the entire time, and then on November 21st, we sell those same 1,000 shares, but they've gone up in value, so now they're worth $28. So they put $28,000 back in the account. We started with $25,750. Do the math and subtract those two. It'll give you the profit. So that's $2,250 profit or an 8.74%. Now, you know what's interesting about this? This is not how we would advocate that you do this trade at all, and you'll see why in a minute. But it sure beat the 5% that the CD makes or the 4.7% that the CD makes. You see my point? So stock trading, you're already better off. And remember, that 8.74% is not even for a whole year. It's like 3 months, okay? The 5% is a whole year. So we're already way ahead, wouldn't you say? Okay, but remember why you're here. The last example is a whole lot better than the boring Wall Street products that we talked about, annuities, CDs, all that stuff. And we did it in just 3 months. We beat their yearly ROI in 3 months, but it's not going to really make you lose any sleep. I got to do that now. So here's what a rolling stock looks like academically. Okay. See, this is a sideways move here. And the definition of it, if you read some of the old books about it, they don't call it rolling stock. They call it a sideways stock or a channeling stock, but we call it rolling stock because it pictures it so beautifully. Your neighbor thinks stocks go up or down and you already know they go which way, up, down, sideways. So this strategy takes advantage of a sideways move in a market. Now, what's interesting is stocks prefer to trend. They like to trend up, but they always get tired and they'll make what we call a flat base. So they'll trend up like this and then they'll sit here and go like this and rest and then they go up again. That little rest right there, it's actually rolling while it's resting. That's where you find the rolling stocks. So you can find them. They're just everywhere. You just have to know how to look for them. We'll help you with that. But anyway, this is the sideways move. You're going to learn how to draw support and resistance lines, and they look like this. If you see the little dotted lines there, those are what I call buy and sell lines, because what I like to do is take the support and resistance lines that hit the actual tops and bottoms and then ooch the bottom line up a little and the top line down a little and trade within the trading lines rather than the other. It makes it more conservative. You'll actually catch more rolls that way. All right, so that's you say, well, is there a percentage you ooch it up? No, you just ooch it up, okay? Listen, a lot of you guys are analytical. I got a little bit of that in me, right? But you're going to have to turn on your artistic side to do really good charting. You got to see the picture, and that picture represents the probability math. That's what's so cool about it. Listen, if you don't like math, how many of you out there say, I love math? Oh, two of you? That's great. Okay, so like 2 out of 1,000 people like math. Well, the good news is when you visualize that probability math, you don't have to crunch the numbers. And even if you can, and you guys over here that like to crunch the numbers, I'm going to try to get you to pull back from that, get a little bit more artistic and learn to look at the picture. I mean, I've literally got rocket scientists that are my students that I had to pull them back from the science part, the math part, and make them see the picture. And then they became really good stock traders. So here you just ooch it up from the bottom, ooch it down from the top a little bit, and trade within those dotted lines. Now, your software won't make a dotted line, so it'll just be another set, another pair of parallel lines, just slightly ooched up and down from the support and resistance lines. So your buy point, you're going to let it roll down, hit that support line, and bounce up, and your buy point is right when it bounces up. You want to get as close to that line as you can, but you want it to be moving up. Listen, your financial advisor will often tell you to buy stocks on the way down. They call that averaging down. Our family hasn't done that in four generations. We think it's stupid to buy a stock when it's going down because you don't know that it's going to come back just because your financial advisor says they always come back. No, they don't. Think about Enron, if you're old enough to know about Enron. They don't always come back. So you want to let it bounce up off that support line, come down, hit it, bounce up. You buy it on the up bounce. That makes sense? Now, you let it keep going until it gets right before the resistance line and you sell it. So there is your sell point. You let the stock roll back down, which takes an average of about 2 weeks. If you're wondering how long it takes in time for this thing to roll up and down, it's 2 weeks up, 2 weeks down on most of these great rolling stocks. That's what we look for. So 2 weeks go by and you just hold your money. Now you got more money though, because you just made some money. And when it bounces up again, you buy, and right before resistance, you sell, and you just keep doing that. Now, eventually it'll break out and do something different. And since you don't know what the next pattern's doing, you just stop and go find a different stock. You might find another rolling stock. Now think about that. So let's say it stops rolling in 3 months. Well, go find another stock right now today that's rolling, and maybe it rolls 3 months. If you only need four of those in a year, and then whatever that return is you make on that, you could just multiply that by four, and that'd be your yearly return. And that number is probably going to be bigger than that 5% we talked about that you get with the bank CD. So let's ask this question, though. Is this strategy riskier? Well, I want you to think about this. You're actually only in the market half the time with this strategy. If you buy and hold, you're in it the whole time. Even when it's every time it's going down, you're still in it. How do you know it's going to bounce back up? That's an academic example. How do you know in real time? You don't know. So it's safer once it makes the roll up to sell, you know, to sell and take your money and just wait. So you're only in the play half the time. So why do people say that's riskier? It's actually twice as safe. All right. So the people that are going to be against you when you try this, it's just because they don't know the strategies. They don't know the skill sets. And it's ignorance, really. But maybe you'll be the person that talks them into getting some training, right? Okay, so now let's look at this. This shows you the strategy pictorially. It shows you that you buy on the dips and you sell on strength. And you just keep doing that as it continues to roll all the way across there. And this one rolls for about 3 months. So this is the rolling stock strategy. Now, this same stock, if you look at this chart, right in the middle of this one is where the roll ended, and it goes all the way out to today. This is current, and you can see it ended the roll. Remember what I told you that was? It was resting, and now it's trending up again. Isn't that cool? So this is another pattern you learn at Tradeway. It's called a flag pattern, and that's even better than a rolling pattern, but can't teach you all of them in one day, right? Okay, so now here I'm going to give you a hint. This is the place where you lose the sleep because I'm going to show you the money. All right, watch this. Here's actually how this plays out. So you can see here that we buy this stock on August 3rd, 1,000 shares. Do the math, $25.75 times 1,000 is $25,750. So we don't even use all the $30,000 that's in our account. When it rolls up, it only takes 4 days, actually. On August the 7th, we sell those same 1,000 shares for $28.24. If you subtract what they put back in your account, which you can see there is $28,240, from the $25,750, there's your profit. So just watch this profit column. $2,490 is the profit you made on the first roll. What's interesting about that is it's really about the same you made on holding the whole thing when you buy and hold, and we only did one roll so far. So you can see what's about to happen is you're about to get what we call financial leverage, and you're going to get it in more than one way. Not only are you going to leverage the different rolls rather than just buying and holding it and making one buy and one sell, you're going to buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell, buy, sell. So that's multiplying it, isn't it? That's leverage. But also, since our first roll is over and we now have $2,490 more dollars than we had, we can buy more shares the second roll. So that's leverage. I mean, this thing is I'm going to lose sleep tonight too. I can tell it already. Okay. August 18th. Now we can buy 1,070 shares times 2630, roughly the same place where it comes back down and bounces up. And so it costs 28,141. We go out to September 1st and sell those 1,070 shares for $28. That is a $1,819 profit. Okay, it rolls back down, takes about 2 weeks. When it bounces up off support, we buy again on the 18th. But now we've got 1,135 shares. You see how we're leveraging? We can buy more shares because we made more money and we made it faster. And so now we buy this at $26.35, and it rolls back up after about 2 weeks on October 10th. We sell the 1,135 shares for $28, and that's another $1,873 profit. We do the roll one more time on the 8th and sell it on the 21st, and we make $2,573. Now, let's just add down that profit column. So now we've made $8,754, and that is not a 5% return. It's a 34% return, and it only took 3 months, which means you could go find three more because you got four quarters in a year. You could go do this three more times. So if you multiply that by three and assume you just found another stock that doesn't even have to be this one, a different one that rolls in a similar fashion, and you do those plays three more times, then that's what we call an annualized rate of 125%, 124.66. Let's round it up. 125% compared to 5%. So now you can lose some sleep, all right? 125% return. I mean, you've probably never seen that before. You think 5 or 8% is great in a whole year? You can see why I kept saying a whole year. Okay, now remember, this assumes that you find other rolling stocks three other times in a year, which is not difficult. But I mean, you do have to consider some of them may go wrong. Instead of bouncing up, they go down. You have to stop them out. So you're going to have some expenses. So you're not going to make 124% return. But the point is, the potential is there. And if you keep your rules and do this well, you're going to do pretty well. I mean, what if you only did half that? You know, 60%? That's not bad. So what if you added up a few stop outs along the way and it means you only made half that? I think that's a bit conservative, but 60% compared to 5%, that's why you're here, right? All right, so here's the results. Like, would you rather buy and hold and make $2,250 or 8.7% in this academic example, or would you rather play all the roles with half the risk, all other things equal, right, and make $8,754, which is, you know, more like 34% return? Which would you rather do? Well, duh, you just need to know the skill sets, and that's what we're going to help you with. Now you've turned $25,750 into $34,300-some-odd in just 3 months. That, if you can learn to do that, don't you see how that gives your family the potential to create generational wealth? Okay, so I just showed you a simple strategy that Tradeway can teach you. And we're going to hold your hand all along the way, get you where you're really an expert at doing this strategy, but it sure beats the heck out of 5% a year, doesn't it? So we just blew the bank CD 5% out of the water with our 34% return on the rolling stock. Well, next time, we're going to blow that out of the water. So don't miss it. Guys, if you like what you heard today and you want to learn to trade on your own, we've got a really exciting thing for you. It's a free guide, and it's called 10 Steps to Choosing Your First Stock to Trade, the ultimate beginner's guide. Check it out. Grab your free guide now by going to tradeway.com/guide. That's tradeway.com/guide.